This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Alveda King, Director of African American Outreach at Priests for Life. She's also the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who, of course, we celebrate today as a nation. And Alveda, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's just wonderful to join you and your listeners, and it really is a great day. I spent the morning with my family, and interestingly enough, most of the speakers were using the quote that I like. We'll all have to learn to live together as brothers, and now we've added as sisters, or perish together as fools. So I heard a lot of that theme. I heard a lot of about loving each other. So it was just very encouraging.
You were about 17, if my math is correct, when he lost his life, was killed in Memphis. So for virtually your life up to that point, he was always a public figure. So what is it about his time as a public figure, or also as a private family man, that you remember most on this day and every day?
Well, so much. I got married the next year, and he and my dad were very close. They grew up together as brothers, working very closely in the movement. And so the mantle was kind of shared from generation to generation, going back several years, even to the time with the Irishmen who wanted to marry the black slave, and they wouldn't let him. And then my grandmother's people, who were freed African slaves, and moving on forward, we've always fought for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all human beings. And so Martin Luther King Jr. became a international, global prophet, giving the message and the word of the Lord about loving each other and about liberty. So I grew up in that environment. We grew up as a family as well. So Christmas dinners, Thanksgiving dinners, summer picnics and swimming pool excursions, all of that. And it was just a wonderful time with a man who loved the Lord.
In the last couple of weeks, of course, in the wake of the horrific shootings in Arizona, there's been a lot of talk, justified or not, about the tone in this country and vitriolic language. If any family knew that a number of decades ago, it was certainly your family. How did he and how did your father and how did all of you deal with that?
With love. If someone came against us with hate, with fists or weapons or words, we answered with God's love. And love never fails.
One of the things I noticed on your Facebook page in the last few days was an advice column that your uncle wrote in the late 1950s dealing with some of the critical social issues being confronted now, abortion, homosexuality, premarital sex. Oh, you posted that. What do you want America to know about where your uncle stood on some of these critical issues?
Well, God's word is timeless, and for people who love the Lord and teach his word, that message never dies. And so the word and message is to fear God, love each other, and walk circumspectly up before God. So if we've had abortion, let's repent and stop and move forward. Premarital sex is not good. It's not good for the family, nor for the relationship. Issues on human sexuality, including homosexuality, but not limited to fornication, adultery, any kind of sexuality without God's purpose is not going to make you happy.
We're talking with Alveda King, and Alveda, you had a couple of abortions in your life, and now you've been working for a long time in the pro-life movement. You're now with Priests for Life. What changed your view on this issue, and how do you react to news in recent weeks of the very high abortion rate, particularly among black Americans?
Well, my grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., my father, Reverend A.D. King, obviously my uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., were all very pro-life. And there's a scripture, train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And when the child is mature, the child won't depart from it. So I had to come back home, away from a lifestyle of death, back to life. So I'm just so encouraged by what they have been in my life. And I think it's really appropriate to recognize that today.
In terms of the black family, what do you think your uncle's reaction would be to the state of it is today with the amount of out-of-wedlock births and so forth? And what do you think his prescription would be for making it stronger?
He would say, church, come alive, teach the truth, rescue the lost, do the work that Jesus wants us to do. He would not be happy, but he would not be hopeless. He'd roll up his sleeves and get to telling people the good news, which would translate and transform us and stop some of these problems.
Last question, because I know you have to run. What do you believe is the best way for Americans to honor your uncle and what he stood for?
Well, there's a theme at the King Center, a day on, not a day off. And so that's a day on serving, loving, helping, and blessing others. And I believe that we can do that, repenting of our own sin and asking God to guide us into the way he wants us to go with others. I believe that that is the best thing we can do.
Well, Alveda, the nation certainly honors your uncle and your entire family for all the courage that they displayed many generations ago. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad we talked.
Absolutely. Alveda King is the Director of African American Outreach at Priests for Life, and she is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who America honors today. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.